You're listening to SBS News.
A new report has found that climate change is the number one global concern of two-thirds of Australians. A report by aid group Caritas Australia comes as world leaders meet in Egypt for the COP27 climate summit. Antonio Guterres is the United Nations Secretary General.
We are on a highway to climate hell with our foot still on the accelerator. Humanity has a choice, cooperate or perish. It is either a climate solidarity pact or a collective suicide pact.
In the new report, the concern felt by Australians for climate change overtook other global worries, including armed conflict or COVID-19. Caritas Australia's chief executive, Kirsty Robertson, says the research also found that three-quarters of Australians feel the government should be doing more to mitigate climate change.
The research said that 9 in 10 Australians believe that the biggest polluters should pay for the impact of climate change. And so, when I'm out and talking to people across the Pacific Islands, across the small island nations that are really the closest neighbours to us here in Australia, they definitely feel the injustice of the current situation. You know, the small island states in the Pacific have contributed less than 1%, 0.5% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. And yet they're the ones that are really struggling to pay with the increased frequency and severity of climate change impacts.
Poorer countries attending COP27 want rich nations to agree to provide funding for so-called loss and damage to help countries that can't avoid or adapt to the impacts from climate change. The European Union and United States have so far opposed such calls, fearing the rising costs. The head of the UN Development Programme, Achim Steiner, also says poorer nations are struggling to raise funds to respond to climate change.
So many developing countries right now, in order to service their debt, are facing real challenges. In fact, UNDP published a paper just a few weeks ago in which we estimate that 54 countries are now facing potentially debt distress. That's essentially a step away from not being able to pay the interest or even to pay your debts. And that is a very serious situation.
He says one idea being discussed at the summit is the option to forgive part of countries' debt as long as they commit to investing in clean energy projects and climate adaptation. The World Bank says the damage bill from Pakistan's record floods starting in mid-June amounts to $62 billion Australian dollars. Millions remain homeless, with the debt toll at 1,739. The country's foreign minister, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, says Pakistan was already dealing with a serious financial crisis before the floods, and now a lot more help is needed.
We can envision a scenario where developed countries, the debt that we owe developed countries, instead of transferring that into the bank accounts of richer countries, we could spend that directly on greener reconstruction, rehabilitation, on our energy transition, on adaptation, on mitigation, on our loss and damage. And the developed countries, without having to transfer hard cash, will be able to say that they're meeting their commitments on that front.
Experts say Pakistan accounts for only 0.4% of historic emissions and yet is one of the most climate vulnerable locations in the world. According to the Global Carbon Project, richer nations account for the greatest share of historic emissions. The United States accounts for 24.6% of global historic emissions and the European Union accounts for 21.7%. Australia is one of the highest per capita CO2 emitters in the world, according to Climate Analytics. On a per capita basis, Australia's carbon footprint, including exports, surpasses China by a factor of 9, the US by a factor of 4, and India by a factor of 37. South African activist Zukiswa White is at the COP27 summit. She says climate justice is the central issue.
What do we want?
Climate justice!
What do we want to
do?
No! No more!
Blah, blah, blah!
Climate justice now! Loss and damages, by the way, which is not a matter of charity on their behalf, but a matter of equity and justice. They build their countries, which are developed today, off of our backs, while we live in underdeveloped countries facing the worst impacts of the climate crisis. Yes. But still, we have to be begging them to pay the money that belongs to us. We want climate, ecological reparations and reparations for colonialism and scrapping of colonial debt. It is time for the global north to pay.
Caritas Australia's Kirsty Robertson says Australia should play a bigger role when it comes to climate financing.
Caritas Australia, along with Jubilee Australia, released a report last month called the Twin Clouds Report, which outlined that the Pacific region is currently facing this perfect storm of climate change, induced disasters, but also skyrocketing debt burdens. And so the report calls on the Australian government to lead the international community in strengthening the ability of the Pacific nations to withstand those shocks of climate change through restructuring debt, through improving climate finance, and through funding the Pacific Resilience Facility.
China's emissions have more than tripled over the previous three decades, according to a 2021 report from the US-based Rhodium Group. China's Special Envoy for Climate, Xi Zhenhua, told leaders at COP27 that China supports the idea of contributing to a loss and damage mechanism for poorer nations.
We welcome that, and we also hope that we can help to address this new agenda item. First, we set up this mechanism, and then we can discuss how to resolve it in a more in-depth and sustainable way. That depends on our negotiations and then to find solutions. But first and foremost, China's position is very clear. China supports this.
He later clarified the contribution will not be financial, but focused on cooperation. The COP27 summit is scheduled to end on the 18th of November. Omar Bello, SBS News.